Welcome to the PAC Football Report for October 13, 2007. I'm Joe Underko. Over the next few minutes, we'll take a look back at last week's football action in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing the weekend ahead. The 2007 PAC football regular season surpassed the halfway point following five games last Saturday, including four conference matchups, each won by the home squad. Washington and Jefferson and Waynesburg each improved to 5-0 on the season with home wins against league opponents, as the Presidents topped Teal 28-12 and the Yellow Jackets defeated St. Vincent 42-20. In other conference action, Thomas More rolled to a 34-7 decision over Westminster, while Grove City recorded a 36-15 final against Bethany. In non-league action, Geneva saw its three-game win streak snapped at home by nationally ranked Salisbury 20-7. PAC Offensive Player of the Week honors went to sophomore quarterback Andrew DiDonato of Grove City, who posted 267 yards of total offense and two touchdowns in the Wolverine win. Defensive laurels went to junior linebacker David Gitlitz of WNJ, who recorded 14 tackles and an interception in the win against Teal. Freshman kicker Dustin Zink of Thomas More earned special teams recognition after converting all six of his kicks, including a pair of field goals against Westminster. This Saturday, four league games highlight the schedule while Geneva has the weekend off. The 24th Mercer County Cup game will take place in Greenville as 2-4 Teal hosts 2-4 Grove City at 1 p.m. Grove City leads the Cup Series 14-9, but Teal has won the last three meetings and five of the last six, including a 20-0 victory at Grove City a year ago. Veteran Wolverine head coach Chris Smith talks about the Cup Series.
Well, it's been a great addition to our school and to Teal as far as an item that we want to play for. It's a rivalry situation. It helps focus the rivalry situation between the two schools because of the trophy that goes back and forth. It always makes the game important, and it's something that our players are very much aware of, that we want to get that cup back. And it's gone back and forth many, many times throughout the last 24 years.
The two remaining unbeaten teams in the PAC each hit the road looking to continue their success this Saturday, as 5-0 Waynesburg travels to 2-3 Bethany at 2 p.m., while 5-0 Washington and Jefferson takes on 3-2 Westminster in New Wilmington at 1:30 p.m. The Jackets have won five straight meetings against the Bison, including a 41-15 home win in 2006. Both teams are very successful on the ground, with each squad averaging over 230 rushing yards per game. WNJ has won six straight meetings against the Titans, including a 50-7 home win last season. This year's game features the two top passing yardage leaders in the PAC, in WNJ's Bobby Swallow and Westminster's Kevin Franz. Titan head coach Jeff Hand says his team will learn a lot about itself against the nationally ranked Presidents.
Well, I think in any football game, it's hard to play a completely mistake-free game, but we certainly have to play a very good football game to win this game. But I think this is a pivotal point of the season, and this is a part of the season that our guys really need to find out how good of a football team we want to be.
The final conference matchup takes place in Latrobe as 3-2 Thomas More heads to St. Vincent to battle the 0-5 Bearcats in the first ever meeting between the two programs. The Saints got a spark last week in their win over Westminster from freshman quarterback Joey Zurhuizen, who accounted for three scores in his first collegiate start. Thomas More head coach Jim Hilvert talks about his young signal caller.
Oh, I thought Joey did an outstanding job for his first college start. Put the ball where he needed to, was very smart with the football. Matter of fact, he surprised, I think, some of our coaches where he had 13 attempts for 55 yards rushing the football. Because Joey, I think, always, we thought he was a good standing in a pocket passer. But I think he caught people by surprise how he ran the ball well, too, and was very smart with the football. Didn't throw it for grabs, threw the ball away when he needed to, and was very accurate against Westminster because of Westminster had a really, really good defense.
Geneva is off this weekend. The Golden Tornadoes return to action next Saturday at Thomas More. Geneva head coach Gino DeMarco will look for his 100th career coaching win against the Saints. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. Remember, for the latest PAC football scores, news, and statistics, please log on to our website at www.pacathletics.org. I'm Joe Underko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.